May 7, 1933. The will, symbol of the breath that either inflames or smothers. The divine will, bearer of its acts and the act of the creature. My abandonment in the divine volition continues, and many times my poor mind remains under the empire of two currents, that is, the great good of the divine will that elevates the soul over everything and carries her even into the arms of her dear celestial Father, where all is divine joy, feast and smiles, in which the soul, inebriated, forgets everything, the earth, the miseries, because in the divine will one cannot have even the memory of evil, otherwise the happiness would not be full. And in the other current, the abyss of the human volition that casts the soul into all miseries, and brings her as into the arms of the demon, such that he tyrannizes her as he pleases. But while I thought this, my sovereign Jesus, making himself felt near me, told me, "My blessed daughter, as the soul enters into my volition, it, with its empire, tells her, forget everything, even the house of your mother earth. Here one lives in heaven, nor is there a place for miseries and for unhappiness. My light destroys everything, and the evils transform into good. You must know that the will is symbol of the breath that has the virtue of inflaming or extinguishing. If the will is inflaming, blowing over a little spark it can inflame a great fire. If then, it is extinguishing, blowing on it takes away its life and reduces it to ashes. Such is the human will, if it wants my breath in all its acts, my will, with its power, animates this breath, and her little acts as little sparks change into flames. And as she repeats the acts, so it repeats the breath, in a way as to form of the little creature all one flame of light of divine will. On the other hand, if she wants to do her will, as she does it she blows and smothers everything, and she remains in a profound night, without even some little sparks of good. In fact, one who lives in my will acquires light by nature, and in all her acts she sees light, and they speak to her of light. On the other hand, one who does her own, acquires darknesses and night by nature, and darkness pours from all her acts, that speak to her of miseries, of apprehensions, of fears, that render life unbearable. So my mind continued to think about the divine will, and I felt it all attentive inside and outside of me, so much so that it wanted to give me everything, and do everything together with me. And my sweet Jesus added, "Little daughter of my will, you must know that as the soul decides to live in my will, so much is its love toward her, that as she gets ready to do an act, so my fiat offers its act in that act, in a way that the human will remains as field, and my act as life. In fact, as she palpitates, it offers its divine heartbeat, as she breathes, it offers its breath, as she is about to speak, it offers its word in the voice of the creature, as she thinks, it offers its thought. And so if she works, if she walks, it offers its motion and its steps. Therefore my divine will is the bearer of its acts and the acts of the creature. This is the reason for its incessant love, its untiring attentions, because it wants to form all its life, for as much as it is possible for a creature. It wants to find in her its sanctity, its heartbeat, its breath, its word, and so on. And how can the divine will find it if she does not give, and it offer, it continuously? Therefore such identification passes between the divine will and the creature who wants to live in it, that they render themselves inseparable from one another, nor would my volition tolerate the least separation in one who lends herself to let it form its life. So be attentive, and let your flight be continuous in my divine will. Fiat.